That was Cosmic Dance by East Forest. I really like the vocal with that song. What do you guys think?
I think that song really reminded me of Sade, a very famous jazz singer.
Yeah.
And she also has really big influence on the hip-hop scene. You see people like MF Doom sampling her, Kanye sampling her. And speaking of those type of samples and that type of music, Mario, who's usually in the studio with us, but he's helping his grandma, what a nice gentleman, released a new EP called My Story under the name Rio the Menace. So please check out My Story by Rio the Menace. And back to the song, I just really love the vocals on that. I really love the jazz influence.
Yeah, I agree. It definitely reminded me a bit of Slow Dive, you know, like really ambient vocals, dreamy and really relaxing too. You know, something that you would listen to when, like, you're on a walk home at night, something like that. But yeah.
This next song is called Dream Seeker by Black Pluto and J. Dios.
Dream catcher. Got my dream catcher, hard to find. Losing my mind. Losing my mind. Losing my mind. Really hard to find. Losing my mind. Losing my mind. Have my rewind. What you do like. Hard to find. Losing my mind. Losing my mind. With my own crown, preaching up by supply. I go to my teachers, losing my mind. How to motivate all the time. Hits giving me the sign. Hopefully, and on my Spotify. Hit me up because of Black Pluto. Yo, I'm in my high. I bitch, I'm taking up the valley of death. More life, not just me trying to have my body at rest. If I leave it, it's gonna have my own history. Click the remote, when the day comes, then you will see. Losing my mind, hard to find. Low key, losing down, rhino rhyme, hustle. Got my ride, got my slip, got my slide, got my grip, got my Louis Gooey, got the Prada Pearl, where we lit. Got the Paris in the back, look at who, where we at. Got my ride, got my slip, got my grip, rocking Louis Gooey, got the Prada Pearl. Yeah, nigga, I'm a lit, who the hit? Losing my mind, flip.
Sorry about that. What'd you guys think of that song?
It was kind of JPEG Mafia-ish, like flow-wise. The beat was interesting.
Completely different from everything else we've played so far.
That's what I was gonna say.
Actually, complete like whole shift changed, and now we're gonna bring it back to the jazz. I think. Luca, what do you think about that?
I thought that song was very different from what we usually play.
Yeah,
it's a good song though.
I know Adriel picked that song.
I think it was Adriel.
No, okay.
All right, so Mir chose that song.
But Adriel likes that song way more. He was saying off air how much he loved that song.
Mir actually has 14 record vinyls in his room of that song. So
just of that song, nothing else. All right, now for a quick PSA.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. As a child, Todd Smith dreamed of flying planes, and he fulfilled that dream, becoming a commercial pilot.
I love the feeling of being up in the sky and both the tranquility and the vastness of looking down at our beautiful planet.
But when a medical issue forced him to take a break from work, he visited Rainbow Mountain in Peru. The colorful slopes have become visible because they're no longer covered with snow. That made Smith worry about global warming and burning fossil fuels for transportation.
Knowing that my industry played a major part in that was something which took at least a couple years to fully come to terms with, because I wanted to stay in denial. I wanted to find the quick fix, but the deeper I looked, the more it became apparent that there wasn't one.
He says it could be decades before technologies for low-carbon aviation are fully developed, but it's critical to reduce carbon pollution now. So Smith co-founded Safe Landing, a group of current and former aviation workers seeking to slow the industry's growth. He says pilots are trained to keep people safe, even if it means diverting from the original flight plan. Now he feels called upon to divert from his original path to help create a safer climate. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
They say, fuck you.
This is CGSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby. This next song is called Late Stage by Empire Dementia.
Turning three.
That was Late Stage Empire Dementia by Art Bergman.
Yeah, and we apologize for the explicit intro. You know, rock, they do have some swears here and there, but, you know, we just forgot to bleep it out. But next time, we'll pre-listen to the song because, you know, the song did include a swear word, but that won't happen for the rest of the radio show and no more future radio shows. But I really did enjoy that song.
It was a cool song.
It was a cool song.
This next song is called Van Gogh by Avril Jensen.
Oh, I like the song. I'm just saying, it's a good song.
Prettiest starry night, you could have been the brightest star, but I guess you were just too shy. You've just seen so many ghosts of people you don't know. You were swallowed by the sky on the prettiest starry night. You don't stare at the sky, you just stare at the window. You don't see me smile, you just wish you could go to someplace far away instead of staying in bed, always painting the same hallway. You were swallowed by the sky on the prettiest starry night. You could have been
Van Gogh by Avril Jensen. I really enjoyed the vocals on that song.
I enjoyed that whole song. That was a personal pick. You know, my picks are way better than Adriel. And I just felt like that song was that song was like very Claro inspired, had that type of feel, had a very soft feel. I could also see, you know, an influence of Bia Badoobie on that song. But we just see this new wave of female artists doing way more softer music, which I really enjoy. And like artists like Leve, who do jazz and such, they also have softer feels. I feel like that's what I personally listen to. But other than that, I really enjoy that song. Jaded, I know you had a few thoughts. What would you like to say?
Yeah, no, it's very, very Claro, very Leve.
Yeah.
How you say her name?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, I feel like it's kind of bringing back like that whole like 2020 bedroom pop, but making it more jazzy and more modern, which I really like.
All right, this next song is called Hotel Room by the Silver Lines. That was Hotel Room by the Silver Lines. I really enjoyed that song. It's more of my type of music. What do you guys think?
Very melodic rock. It sounds like something I play on Guitar Hero on like my DS back when I was like 9. I liked it. It was cool.
And then yeah, I enjoyed that song too. That song really had really nice melodic vibes, as Jaden said. And then also, like, I felt like you would really hear that song after, like a 2000s movie just, like, ended and they're all throwing their, like, graduation caps in the air, you know? It gave that type of feel.
Yeah, definitely felt like a summer song. Luca, you said that song was by Silver Lines, right?
Yeah.
Silver Lines? Reminded me of a different band called The High Lines, but I thought it was from this band. Got the names mixed up. But, yeah, I agree with that sort of being like a sort of summer song, I'd say.
Now, for a final send-off, just for our special guest, Jaded, we have one special song for you guys to enjoy on your way back home.
Very special. This is going to be our last song today. Thank you guys for listening so much. Make sure to listen next Wednesday.
Check out Jaded.
Yeah.
Jaded Music, Two Eyes, her Instagram. Check out Rio the Menace, My Story. And make sure you check out our next week's show. This has been Mir.
Luca.
Adriel.
And our special guest.
Jaded.
This is our last song. It's called Gay Song by SpongeBob SquarePants.
Gary, now I know I was wrong. I messed up and now you're gone.